is The Riot on Radio U.
Did you miss the daily podcast yesterday?
One whole day without a podcast. I don't even know how you lived.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yesterday was a holiday for us, so we were out of the studio.
So, Nikki, I see you rewarded yourself by getting your hair did.
I did.
How do you feel?
Good.
You feel like more
I'm
put together?
I'm trying to get it as white as possible without being white. So more like silver white, blonde, because my hair is blonde. But my hair won't, like, this is probably as light as I can get it.
Now, why does a nice girl like you want to go silver?
Silver? Well, not like silver gray, but just like silver white blonde, very platinum.
Like Magneto?
Which one's that?
You know, he's I know the master of magnetism.
Okay, but I don't know which character that was.
Okay.
But no, just as, again, as not yellow blonde as possible.
It's really weird to see old photos of you with your natural brown hair.
Yeah, I've actually, my natural hair is pretty dark.
Yeah, when I see them, I'm just like, wait, what?
Who was that?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I want you to keep it up for the rest of your life. So we
this
don't have to go
I
back,
plan
yeah.
on. I don't think I'll ever go back to darker hair.
Never?
Never. Okay. Probably not, which is a shame because it's so difficult to keep my hair like this.
Yeah. And inexpensive.
It's very expensive and it takes so long. It takes me 3 hours.
Nikki, that is your time.
Yes, I know.
You have
and
to
I
see
like
it as your time. You
do,
go and you talk to the hairdresser about life and not, you know, avoiding the major topics, but sticking to small talk.
I'm just always very jealous when you're like, yeah, I'm going to go get, like, you'll say you're going to go get your hair cut and it's. And with Eric goes, it just takes you guys a couple of seconds and that's
I really do need to get a haircut. My plan is I'm probably doing that this weekend.
Okay, well, plan for your time.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to take that whole 10-15 minutes. It's just going to be for me.
It's crazy to think about that.
Just for me.
Oh my gosh. It takes me longer to wash the hair because I wash it several times during the process.
Look in the mirror and hold up a picture of me. Who's better looking? It's you. And it, like, you are getting, like, you're putting in the work and you're directly
the
getting the results.
I do like my hair better
you
than ever before.
Absolutely are getting them back.
Okay.
So
it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Well,
just
not,
no question.
You go in and you just say, hey, how white can we get it?
No.
And
I'm not going to do
that.
That
would be it.
End up like Anderson Cooper.
My hairstylist actually suggested it would be nice if my hair would turn white like naturally, but I'm not old enough and my hair, I don't have any gray hair naturally because then you don't have to color those. It would be the look we were going for, but I don't have any.
Here's what I predict.
I have to wait so many years. I'm never going gray.
You're
going to
go with this platinum whatever color that you're working so hard to get. But then once you discover that you've gotten old enough that your hair is naturally that color, you're straight back to black hair.
That's it. I'll change it.
You'll be like, no, man, it's not my hair. What are you talking about?
Well, enjoy this podcast. Lots of fun stuff included.
Yeah, let's see. Fat squirrels are back. They are back, baby.
We're so excited to hear about it.
They never left because it was too much effort to get up and leave.
That's right.
Let's see. Resident Evil, the candle, having Christmas again, Oreo cream eggs, and are they or aren't they? It's an on again, off again. You know, will they, won't they? Elvis alive, great white sharks coming back.
The list is long. So enjoy our podcast for today. And don't forget, Radio U Riot on Facebook if you want to message us.
It is The Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things The Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Here's a great headline for you. Just the headline. It's great. Gang of fat squirrels terrorize children.
Nice. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year.
Last year, there was the random story, and I think it just resonated with so many of you guys about fat squirrels.
Fat squirrels.
Because wasn't it that it wasn't cold enough during the winter last year, and so they kept, squirrels would not kind of...
Basically, they weren't really hibernating.
Yeah, they weren't like relaxing and not eating and just kind of living off their fat or whatever, but
right.
They would just keep eating. And then eating and then eating and eating. So by the time spring rolled around and stuff, there was some really fat squirrels.
Very fat. Because as Nikki said, like, instead of hibernating, they were eating. And therefore, they weren't living off stored body fat. They just continued to get fat.
Just to add on to the fat.
Some of these squirrels need a couple years of sleep to work this fat off. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was, again, not cold enough last winter.
But let's be honest. Some of the cutest squirrels you've ever seen.
Well, the squirrel, the picture of the one in the article was adorable.
I mean, totes adorbs, when you hear it, you'll hit the all button like you've never hit the all button
before.
Oh,
he's so fat.
Oh,
so cute.
He wants me to cuddle with him. He get Will.
So yeah, we loved that story last year.
We absolutely did. But now this is somewhere in the UK, Cornwall. A woman is saying that her son was on his way home from school and he began feeding one of the squirrels, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
When out of the bushes came six squirrels attacking him. And he began screaming. He ran inside, had a bloody hand, and all of these fat squirrels.
One of their food.
There's a gang of them.
And they've a gaggle of squirrels.
They've been. Ooh, what is a group of squirrels called?
Well, we'll find that one out.
A group of squirrels.
Is it murder? Is it like crows?
It'd be awesome if it was.
Group of squirrels.
A scurry or a dray?
A dray of squirrels.
He was attacked by a dray of fat squirrels. And apparently, it's not the first such attack in the area.
So they're just saying be careful?
Yeah, because listen, here's some investigative reporting. According to this woman, a girl I used to go to school with messaged me on Facebook and said they tried to bite her little girl as well.
Well, that's straight from the person's mouth, isn't it?
That's everything.
That's a direct quote.
I heard that actually was. I was reading exactly what she said and her friend.
on Facebook, it heard from the girl at 21, what is it, that 21 Flavors? No. Oh, yeah. What was that?
No, it's totally it. With the extra layers of fat and thicker winter coat, this makes the squirrels look much bigger.
They're dangerous.
They're fat squirrels. They're dangerous. They're intimidating kids. They're beating them up and taking their lunch money.
Well, because deep down they're hurt.
Well,
okay, they're uncomfortable
out
in their body.
Well, they're being fat shamed right now.
Yes.
You call it, just calling a squirrel fat, that's fat shaming.
So you just call it a squirrel.
Because one, it's not okay to be fat, but two, if they were fat, you're not supposed to call them fat because that's fat shame. It's complicated,
that's
okay?
That's a bigger problem, which this article will not cover.
I know, but just heads up, if you see a squirrel, drop your sandwich and run.
A what of it?
A dray?
A dray of squirrels.
They're out to get you, man.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
I hope you had an amazing weekend. Nikki, did you have an amazing weekend?
I did. It was nice to have an extra day. We were off yesterday for the holiday, so.
Yes, I was off yesterday as well. It wasn't just Nikki.
No. We as a group decided.
We get that
day off, though.
Yeah. Have you thought to yourself that you wish you had a nice place that you could spend the weekend, just a little place you could tuck away that nobody really knows about? You know,
like cabin or something?
Well, maybe. Okay. But, you know, for some people, Nikki, it's very hard to get all the way out of the city.
Sure.
To get to a cabin. So what if it was a home away from home, but it was right here in the middle of this urban utopia? Or dystopia, whatever you want to call it.
Are you talking like a hotel you just go to, or?
Well, what if you, yeah, okay, but again, hotels, that's expensive, right?
But meaning like sometimes if you want to get away, but you can't really leave, some people will leave their house and just go to a local hotel so you can swim and hang out and relax. But same sort of philosophy around it.
So that way you can, you know.
Take a break.
Go to a hotel and sleep on a bed where who knows when they've changed the sheets or what's happened
there. But
there's
a pool.
They do have
probably
a pool.
Which is its own hygiene thing.
And all of those people that never bathed, that you slept in their filth, now you can go and wash in their filth. So when you end up with Legionnaire's disease, it's cool.
It's fine.
It's what?
So, yes, for those who maybe are looking for something else.
Well, I've got another idea for you. Have you ever thought about maybe renting yourself a U-Haul storage space and then maybe spending the weekends there?
It should be quaint, small, lovely.
Sure.
Is this the guy who lived in his storage unit?
Heck
yeah,
it is. You
watch the video, man. It's impressive.
This guy has got it. Trust me, it's nicer than your apartment, than your dorm room. It's amazing. He took a U-Haul storage space and converted it into an apartment. He lived in Vancouver. Apparently in Vancouver, despite the fact that it's super cheap to film TV shows there, apparently it's not cheap to live there.
Well, also he was mentioning it wasn't 100% like I can't afford to stay anywhere else, but there wasn't any other place to really stay at where he wanted to be at.
Okay. See, I thought it was,
so
mostly
it was a little bit of both. No, because everybody's comment, if you watch this video, is trending. He shows a tour of his storage facility, which was his apartment for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a new 4K TV and some other nice things. Well, so people were like the conflict of like, well, what are you doing here? You don't have money or you do have money? And it wasn't 100% because of that.
Nikki, maybe it's one of those things that he has all that money because of all the rent he was saving.
Yes.
He was paying $205 a month for his
And in Vancouver, it's more than that for rent.
Significantly more.
Yes. So he was having some savings.
He says that he paid the people at the U-Haul knew that he was doing it, that he paid him a little extra to cover the water and the electricity that he was using. U-Haul says, that's illegal. And as soon as we found him, we kicked him out. And he says apparently they evicted him several months ago, but he just now posted the YouTube video to show everybody. So the video, here's a U-Haul spokesperson. You ready for an official quote, everybody? Gather in. Though the video insinuates he got away with doing this, this individual was caught and immediately evicted from the facility in November, 2 months before the video was posted. Local management didn't seek police involvement and was simply more interested in having the individual out and the illegal behavior ceased.
But in the comment section, a lot of people were saying how, yes, it's illegal if you want to stay at a storage facility, but a lot of places just turn the eye to it and don't notice it.
They're just like, whatever.
Like, they know what's going on, but they don't do anything really to enforce it.
Dude, so you want to try it? You want to set up an apartment at the U-Haul?
I've never been to a storage facility.
I have. I had some friends...
Okay. This is a box.
I had a friend that I helped him move, and I was like, all right, we're finally done. He's like, yeah, now we just need to go to the storage unit.
I was like, excuse me, what?
He's like, wait.
Where are we going?
Wait a minute, wait.
Am I on a TV show?
You didn't say anything about a storage unit.
That means there's a lot of stuff there.
You didn't say anything about that. There's a lot of stuff in there, man.
I bet there was.
This U-Haul place is 10 by 10. This guy's was way deeper than that.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, no, I watched the video and he made a nice setup, but boy, it's small. And I mean, there's no light. There's no windows.
Oh, you take a lamp in there.
I think I would need more. Just a little bit more.
Oh, I see how it is. Can't please Nikki.
No, I need a window. I need at least one window.
You're hearing it for the first time and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
Do you ever find yourself in that series of text messages where you're not sure when it's okay to stop?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, Justin from Georgia, he texted us about his company getting hit with ransomware. And so I texted him back and then he texted me back. And then he just texted me back again. And I'm like, okay, like at what point? Because here at Radio U, we try to answer those texts and say like, hey, thanks for texting.
No,
and
so we all have that in our personal text too.
Keep texting. And man, our Facebook inbox is the worst because you want it to look like you respond quickly because you get a rating for responding to people. So you respond, it's like, hey, thanks for listening. You're welcome. And then you're like, crap, if I don't respond to that, that's an unresponded to message. So I got to respond to that. Thank you. And they're like, no, thank you. Thank you.
You're like, listen, you have to be the one to end it on your side.
Yeah.
Because we can't.
I did something for somebody and they gave me a thank you card. And inside the thank you card, it said, this is a thank you card. Please do not respond to this with a thank you card because I will then be forced to respond to that with another thank you card.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah.
Someone knows it just, it's done.
Right there. Right what they said right there. That's fantastic. So, you know, I need some phrases that communicate like, thank you so much, and please don't respond.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. But that's not enough.
I think so. I don't know if we can go much more than that.
I don't know. I've got one family member in particular. I'm like, hey, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. And they're like, did you hear about the whatever? And it's like, are we still? I was trying to, like, that is a social cue.
Yeah, the person just doesn't get it.
That is a social cue. Are you listening at all? Is this happening? So, yeah. All right. Well, so Justin just texted. Should I say, Justin, respond to his thing and say goodbye? Don't you think? In a text message? Don't you think when you say goodbye, it's like, oh gosh.
No, what I say is have a good day. That's what I usually do.
Okay. So Justin, I know you're listening right now. I'm going to text you with have a good day.
And then call it as it is.
You think that'll be it? And then if he texts back, I'm not responding.
Okay, that's
it.
Fine.
I refuse.
Fine. Fine. It's not a big deal.
Nikki said it's okay.
It's perfectly fine. But you're right. When it comes to our Radio U Riot Facebook page, that is more awkward because, you know, we do get a response time.
Well, and just a heads up. Oh, Justin just texted goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, Jesse, look, he took care of it.
if you guys, that's like the new code word. Like if you text the Riot at 877-2-RADIO, you or you message us on Facebook and you get have a good day, just to let you know, that's Nikki's way of saying to you,
we're done.
Stop it.
We're done.
We've concluded this conversation. Feel free to start another one, but this one is done.
It's not like it's a bad thing.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's Riot Brenda. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
You know what? If you followed me on Instagram, you would know what I meant when I said motivational milk.
Okay. You would have gotten it.
You would get it. But because you don't follow me on Instagram, you don't know what motivational milk is and how it could be helping you with your life today.
It's just other sides to the show that you should be participating in.
Totally. It makes it all a little more four-dimensional. Oh, I'm so good. Look, four dimensions, right? You're familiar with 3D TV? It's time for you to get into the fourth dimension. It's time for smell-o-vision.
To be a thing?
Yeah. Granted, smell-o-vision technology hasn't come all that far. You might experience it at an amusement park or something like that, but to bring the power of smell-o-vision home, wow. How are you going to do that? Well, the people at Capcom have a solution. Resident Evil 7 comes out later this month. You have the opportunity to experience it in 3D. You can actually play, I guess, the entire game on PlayStation VR if you want to. But it's only 3D. I don't smell nothing.
So you're bringing that aspect in.
Well, the people at Capcom have teamed up with somebody called, they're a candle company.
A company. Yeah. Yankee?
No.
Yankee Candle?
It's not going to be that,
Nikki. Bath and Body Works.
It's not going to be that.
It's not them either.
Why can't
you find the candle company? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'll tell you this. They are launching a candle that you're supposed to light and burn while you're playing the game. Numbskull is the name of the company. They're not really a candle
not
maker. They're selling
a home one. Right. I see. I got you.
So what they're doing, you burn this candle while you play, and it's supposed to smell like the mansion
that
you're playing the game in.
Okay, so it's not like there's different layers to the candle, so like as you play.
Well, that's a great idea, but no.
There's different smells, but you know, I'm assuming it wouldn't really work that way.
No, that's not the way that's going to work. So the idea is the smell burns, and you feel like you're stuck in this damp, terrible mansion where people have been tortured and killed.
What if you light it and you realize it doesn't smell too off from your apartment as is? Like, are you disappointed?
Honestly, I don't smell anything.
Did someone light a candle? Because there's nothing there.
Seems the same
like,
to me.
That's sad if that's what you find out.
They say the burn time is about 25 hours.
So it gives you plenty of gameplay.
Yeah, they say that's enough. And Numbskull, apparently a UK company. So I'm guessing if you want to get it here in the U.S., you better order soon,
son. Sure. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get the Resident Evil candle.
Why don't you want it? Why you got to be like that?
That's when you're trying to combine the best of what you feel are two both different worlds. Like, your girlfriend wants a candle, but you like Resident Evil. How do you combine the two together?
I love this.
Give that for Valentine's Day.
I love this promo shot of this woman playing PlayStation VR and then sitting next to the candle. And she's just like, But then, look, the smoke from the candle, they make it look like an evil face.
Because I bet it is. It's letting it into the room.
No. I think the new Resident Evil looks scary.
You do?
Not the movie.
No, the game.
The game.
Yeah.
Because, like, the last few Resident Evil games have been a little more action horror. This just looks like, I'm scared!
But you'll have a candle with you. I mean, won't that be soothing?
Might not help. A candle smells like rotting flesh.
Or
your apartment.
You might not end up being scared at all.
May not be a thing.
A morning without the Riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
So most of you probably didn't, but for me this weekend, it was Christmas. You don't know this, but I was supposed to go to Oregon for Christmas and it didn't pan out. So I had some family that came this weekend here.
From Oregon.
Yeah, to visit. And I straight up like put the Christmas tree up and
you put it back up?
Well, I have, you know, I have a couple
smaller
trees.
One.
Yeah, so I had the smaller one that is just very easy. So I just dropped it in and then I got up and baked Christmas cookies on Saturday. Had a peach pie. I've never had a peach pie in my life. Have you ever had a peach pie?
I think so.
Tastes just normally, like an apple pie.
Yeah, I don't normally go for pies, but I love peach.
It was good.
And that means you got presents, too?
I did.
Weird.
I got Titanfall 2.
Weird. It's weird.
I got Titanfall 2 and a Steam gift card.
It's like, it wasn't Christmas, but you had a Christmas.
I was totally not expecting it. But yeah, I got Titanfall, so played some of that. Just to let you know, can't really play that with family around because, you know, you're in the middle of an online match. It's intense. Adrenaline's pumping. You're getting angry. And it's just like, you know what?
I can't. It's private. It's fine.
Are you having any fun doing that? Yes, I am. Thank you. This is what fun looks like for me. Just let it go. I'm happy. Whatever. So there's that. And then in the middle of all of that, they watched some, Hallmark
Christmas movies?
Yeah, there was some Hallmark, because you wouldn't believe what's on demand. So many stuff back there. And as this Hallmark movie was playing, guess what I heard?
What'd you hear? This song? This song?
I heard this song playing in this Hallmark movie.
We played this bed so much before Christmas that it just became our Christmas talk bed.
Default Christmas. It was supposed to be our Black Friday theme bed,
but
it didn't pan out.
Carried on to that.
So, I was in another room and I was like, wait.
It's our song.
Wait, what? Wait? And I go in and look, listen, I'm like, what? That is our song.
We found the song on Spotify because you guys kept requesting it so much. Even though it's not really a song, like it's bed music for
it's
us.
Part of a production library. Yeah,
but it's on Spotify. How amazing would it be if you find out the singer or like the composer of that song is like a millionaire? A millionaire because of that song. And to us, we're like, what is this? But to them, it's used in everything.
I just couldn't believe it when I heard it. I was like, I gotta remember to tell everybody about the song.
And you had Christmas this weekend.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. I guess I wasn't quite prepared. What's also interesting is when you know, what are we, 3 weeks out from Christmas? 4 weeks out from Christmas? 3 weeks. And it's weird, like when you get all the stuff together and especially bake the cookies, it's Christmas.
It's all you need.
You just have that whenever. So that I will tell you, that was okay. I also saw the Grumpy Cat Christmas movie.
Boy, really?
That is not okay. Not okay, guys.
Is that the movie that our song was featured in?
No.
Okay, good.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
Want to say what's up to Sean. He texted us about something Nikki brought up earlier in the show, and that is the Jim Gaffigan special that posted to Netflix, apparently, according to Nikki, not that good. And
it was
Sean,
new over the weekend.
Sean says, I'm a huge Gaffigan fan, and this special was not funny at all.
Thanks.
I didn't laugh either.
I just want to make sure that it wasn't just me.
Nikki said 30 minutes in and she wasn't laughing.
Yeah, that was just being generous, because Eric was watching it too. And I thought, well, maybe. And I'll just sit here if but he didn't like it either.
He also wasn't laughing.
No, and that's a shame.
Dude, that's a bummer. Like, I would be interested in that because, you know, I like Jim Gaffigan.
Well, we were talking about how yesterday was known as Blue Monday, and not everybody realizes that that's a day where traditionally, if you're going to be depressed, it happens yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All the fun of Christmas and the holidays are over. You're a few weeks into January. Like, that, it is what it is going to be now. This is the year, and so people get blue.
Maybe it's time for you to maybe get yourself something yummy to eat. See if that, because they say, like,
well, you could go online, watch something humorous. That's a way to kind of defeat the Blue Monday. But if not, you could eat your way through it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great idea.
So you might have yesterday.
You know what I found out over the weekend? Not to pile on the depression subject, but we were wrong. Like 2 weeks ago when we said that Oreo cream eggs were coming to the United States, they're not.
They're not, but they're in Canada and stuff. And they said that they were...
They're staying in Canada, Nikki.
They're not coming here?
And of course, depending on who you talk to, some people are saying that, you know, due to current political conditions in the United States, you know, they've had to remain...
Well, I thought that Oreo...
In Canada.
I thought Oreo said they were coming here.
I thought so, too. And I've been poking around, and it looks like those Oreo cream eggs are not coming to the United States. Now, you could smuggle them in.
Yeah, you can bring them in.
But, I mean...
If customs gets you for the Oreo cream eggs, then you've got something else in your car.
Do you want to go up and... Like, try, do you want to head up to Canada? See if
I've
we
been
can...
to Canada in a couple years, so I would love it.
I haven't either. Last time was when I did that wedding. Shrew says Ratchet and Clank movie on Netflix is funny. Just to let you know. Throwing that out there if you need to have a laugh in your Oreo-free Cadbury egg world. I know, that's where I'm at. So here's a guy who has posted a video that will show you how to make your own Cadbury Oreo cream egg.
I'm going to put a flag on the play. Oreo's confirmed it.
Confirmed what?
19 hours ago, Oreo confirmed that Oreo eggs will be coming out mid next month.
Well, Nikki, I was getting ready for the show 12 hours ago. And the internet said that they were only in Canada and not coming to the United States.
Now there's a rep from Oreo said they will come out.
You know what?
In the United States.
Oreo's trying to get in front of this controversy, but we all know the truth. And that is that we are getting screwed out of these Oreo cream eggs. Then where are they?
It's next month.
It's not next month. It's now.
It's mid-February that they're coming to the United States.
So I have to wait a whole month.
Yeah, you have to wait a whole month.
Well, you know, maybe I don't have that kind of time. To wait around for that.
That's all you got.
Come on, Canadian friends. I need you to mail us some Oreo cream
just
eggs. I can't
them
wait.
Just across the border. Let us know where they're at and we'll come pick them up.
No, attach them to a drone and fly them over.
Yeah, because that goes well.
That'll be great.
In some areas, I don't think they're monitoring it, so you're fine.
Probably
we're also not,
a big not deal.
Near that area.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is it's going to have to be a long-range drone. Maybe it would be better if you just got on the plane and came with us.
We'd love to meet you anyways.
You know what? This guy's actually got a great thing going. He just takes an Oreo, basically separates out a ton of Oreos, right? Mm-hmm. Then you take all the cream and put it in one place, and then you scrunch up the cookies to make like a powder, and then you roll an actual Cadbury egg up in the Oreo stuff, and then you coat it in by
chocolate.
Rolling it in.
Well, you just coat it. Okay.
Roll it in the Oreo crumbs. That sounds pretty good.
That'll work. We'll take that one.
That sounds pretty good. Well, Nikki, I hope you're right and I'm wrong because sources, according to me yesterday, no Oreos here in the United States.
My source Oreo is just cream eggs. Someone sourcing Oreo,
so
the company.
Source.
Yes.
Sourcing.
Several sources out.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Sure, we've met those people. They're happy all the time. They just seem to have some energy about them as they go about their day to day. And you're just like, I don't know whether I wish I was you or I just want to choke you and watch you die.
I'm sure you go back and forth with your feelings towards those people.
Back and forth with those feelings.
Like you're jealous, you hate them. You're jealous, you hate them.
They seem to be full of life. You, on the other hand, are like, man, maybe another cup of coffee and I could maybe make it to lunch. I don't know.
We're all different.
Everybody is different. You're right, Nikki. But here's something that I think. I think that each and every one of us, we have life. Some of us seems to be a little more full of life than others. But I think that all of us, to some extent, we don't have enough. Like, we just kind of don't have enough of that oomph, that life in us. At least, I guess let me put it to you this way. I know I don't. And here's what I have found, is that in spending time with God, when I ask God to share his life with me, there is something else that I have that I don't have when I'm asking God for that. Like literally, Jesus said, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And so I've been saying, you know what, Jesus, you and I mean, I've had a relationship with God for a long time, but I'm like, Jesus, if you're the life, I need some of that life. Because today, the only thing I want to do is lay on this floor. My face on the carpet brings ultimate comfort to me. Can I please just lay here? But God doesn't want us to just lay around. He doesn't even want us to just barely get by. He wants us to actually live our lives. And I've been conflicted about that. It's like, well, great, you want me to live my life, but all I want to do is lay on this carpet. Now, how do I get from there to there? I want you to know that Jesus wants to share his life with you. I'm not just talking about energy like a 5-hour energy shot. I'm talking about something that's a little more than that, something that runs deeper than that. Jesus wants to share life with you. If you need some life on this Tuesday morning, and you know what I do? I did. Spend some time with God. Ask him for that. And if you don't have a relationship with him, you can start one by doing that. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to have a relationship with you. And I want this life that you have for me. Give me life. And you know what? It is that easy to ask God for something. And you know what? If you got stuff going on, look, maybe you're not thinking about life. You're thinking about an exam or a bill or whatever. And Jesus knows where you're at. He knows what's going on. Ask him for help with that. Whatever it is, you can ask God for help, and he wants to get involved in your space.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
So a lot of people around me are coughing right now. I don't mean this very second. I just mean that...
just in your...
I keep encountering people that have colds, and my first thought is, no, I will not be having you, Mr. Cold, because I have no interest. No interest!
You don't want it?
No, in getting a cold. Like, I've been healthy for at least a week or two now, and I plan on, you know, charting that path. Just going to stay with
that.
Well,
that was your resolution, you know, stay healthy this year.
Absolutely, but I was looking through, now this is all... you know, hearsay and whatever, but all these different cough medicine reviews. There are, dude, I'll tell you right now, first off, anything is on the internet. So if you Google like cough medicine doesn't work, there is a whole like set of conspiracies where like the medicine in cough medicine is nothing. It's never worked. It's just something they sell you. It's not real. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Or cough medicine always works. And it'll be like, cough medicine is magic brought from fairies from a faraway land that helps me all the time.
You can really find articles on both.
Yeah, whatever it is that you want. But in the middle of all of this, I have found several articles saying that one of the best things that you can get if you've got a cough that you just can't seem to get rid of.
Wait, a lot of people are like, okay, hold on, wait a minute.
They say, what's he going to say? What is he going to say?
What is it?
They say a homemade hot honey and lemon drink.
It's a hot toddy without the toddy.
Well, Nikki, if you want to put whiskey in yours, you can.
No, but I like to make it, but I don't add whiskey to it.
But it's basically water with honey, and you squeeze lemons in it, and then you can just warm it up in the microwave. Or if you wanted to, if you have an electric tea kettle, a Hamilton Beach like Nikki keeps
in
the break room.
I've got one here. You can borrow it, guys.
I think it was about $27.99. You can get 24. One of those. It's 24?
24.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I just want people to be like, she bought $27 for it, just in case that was past the $25 breaking point.
Big spender.
No, but that's actually, they say, a good drink just to have every morning, because a lot of people believe if you wake up before you eat.
Wait, anybody else here
believe?
Here
it is. A lot of people will try to do hot water with lemon before you eat something in the morning before breakfast.
Do you do it?
No, because I just...
Why am I supposed to have hot water with lemon for?
For like your digestion and stuff. Oh, okay. That it's just good to start with warm water, not cold water, but warm water with honey, with lemon.
See, my thing is, I'm up at 3 a.m. I 30 minutes of oil pulling, then a cold, cold shower.
It's very hard to get it all in that you're supposed to do to make you a better you.
It's like 20 minutes of yoga, 30 minutes of Tai Chi.
You have a lot. You're stretching.
I'm telling you, it's... And now you're telling me that I now have to have hot water with
lemon.
I can't remember that. Lemon before I even eat?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Okay. And that helps the digestion.
Like 20 minutes before. Okay. You got this whole window. Yeah.
So I figure if I don't sleep, I should have plenty of time for all of these remedies.
If you start tonight at midnight, you should be fine.
Well, the idea is the hot honey and lemon, it actually helps coat your throat.
Oh, it's good too. I always have to work on my honey ratio because I feel like sometimes
maybe it's a little too much.
A little too much, which is why it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, see, this is not that different than normally if Nikki and I are on the air and we are having the colds, we'll just have tea with lemon. It's practically the same.
This
just
is a
tea.
Common remedy if you just have voice problems. So. Yeah. Not just with a cold.
Well, they say, these experts that I'm looking at, they say this is the best. So if you've got a cough you can't get rid of, they say you could have this up to once an hour and just keep drinking it basically all day.
No, I got on a kick when I really liked the taste of that. And so I just bought a bottle of lemon juice.
Okay.
And I would just pour that in it and just
with
pour the
honey
in it. And then I just had to pull back, you
getting
know?
A little worried for you.
Well, it wasn't medicinal anymore. It was just honey.
Pretty soon I'm at a meeting. We're talking about the honey drink.
So it's good, but just be aware.
Okay. Well,
if it tastes too good, then it's crossed the medicinal line.
Oh, Nikki, I reject that. You know what? You're supposed to enjoy life.
then that's the people who are adding all the whiskey
there. I drink my hot lemon water before all my meals, and I just think I just take that time to reflect and about how much I love life.
It's supposed to be just a little bit better than, like, say, dishwashing liquid. It's supposed to taste just a little bit more than that.
Well, I will tell you that nobody gives precise measurements on how you're supposed to work all that out. So yeah. Hot honey and lemon for your cough.
If you're still fighting that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
If you ever thought to yourself, I really would like to remove this unsightly underarm hair, I would have to ask the question, like, I don't really know what you're doing that your underarm hair is always on display. But, you know, if you're somebody that spends a little more time at the beach than I do.
Yeah.
Various places. Usually when I get out in the sun, I'm wearing a shirt because I don't want to fry. But that's a story for a different time.
You don't want to burn your underarms.
I don't want to burn anything, but let alone my underarms. So apparently there's a technique that some people will use, and that is taking a can of aerosol underarm deodorant and a lighter. Now, because I once was a little boy, I know.
You know what's going to happen if you do that.
How that works.
But I've never heard that in the same statement along with your underarm hair.
Because Nikki, hairspray or something like it and a lighter, instant flamethrower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little version of it.
So what you do is you take that instant flamethrower and you burn your underarm hair out.
But it wouldn't burn your skin, or is it just so quick?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
It's like a flash?
Here's the thing. You have a friend that's like, no, bro, I do it all the time. It totally works. It'll be perfect. And it takes longer to grow back, I think, probably.
Okay, no, that's not true. They always say it'll grow back faster.
All right, well, here is a video on YouTube of some guys who say that they've been up all night drinking, and then they decided to shoot video of them. Yeah, and here's what happens is, I know what you think. Like, oh, all the hairspray, or in this case deodorant, gets burned up in the flame.
Yeah.
Well, like it does, but some of it makes it through onto your arm, and then it lights on fire after it gets on your arm.
Because then you have hair there.
So this guy's underarm catches on fire. And I'll tell you, if you want to have a good laugh of somebody trying to put the flames out, and he tries to blow up like, ha ha! No.
And I always try not to laugh too hard, but the moment when you can see on a video where it turns from, this is the greatest joke ever, to, it's not. It's not extinguishing.
Guys. Yeah.
It's like you can always see it in the video where the guy starts to panic. The moment. The panic he's never experienced before, and it's been captured.
The moment.
Yep, you'll see it.
When it all happens. So he's okay, just a little burned under his underarms.
Weird. Yeah. I would think that'd be more targeted, like, because girls, I mean, we shave our underarm hair.
Some do.
But for guys, normally you don't.
Well,
you don't really care.
I want to throw this idea out to you for what it's worth. Like, anytime that your friends want you to do something with fire.
After a long night.
And they want you to do it, but they're not doing it. Don't.
Or if they'll do it, but by holding said lighter said can, you don't want to be the other one.
You always feel like you're some kind of a wimp. Like I can't have them disrespecting me. I got to show.
No. Like you're not a friend.
No, don't. It's a trick.
It's a trap.
Just walk away. Like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with walking away.
So are we saying no to the trick to get rid of underarm hair?
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I'm just going to tell you to use a razor. If you want to hurt yourself, get some hot wax and rip it out by the roots. That'll hurt.
The riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Nikki, Elvis is obviously still alive. And
Elvis
Tupac.
Elvis Presley.
Is he the king of rock and roll? They say he's the king of something.
I'm sure.
All right, Elvis Presley allegedly died at the age of 42 at his home in Memphis, August 1977, of a heart attack. And you can go, I know if you go to Memphis, you can tour his home.
Graceland.
So they say there's this photo of these people visiting Graceland. And there is this guy. And people are saying, That is Elvis right there.
That's Elvis Presley.
That is old Elvis. Elvis is alive. It is real. It is happening.
I saw the picture. He looks more like Santa to me than he does Elvis Presley.
He actually does look like a dude that just got done at the mall.
Yeah, like he played Santa for the whole winter and that was it.
And he's been on vacation.
Yeah.
And now his part of his thing was like, you know what? I'm working at the mall because I'm saving up money for the vacation to go to Graceland, because I always wanted to.
I didn't really think that he looked like Elvis, but I can't recall. I think I watched a few of his movies when I was younger, and then he was obviously younger, but I don't recall what he looked like when he was older, before he died.
He was a larger man.
He gained weight. Okay,
he did.
Sure.
Yeah, and so they say that his heart attack was probably brought on by
drugs
abuse
and food
and the weight. And well, the weight gain, they say, was probably because of, you know, it was just one, it was all one big thing.
Sure.
And then he died of a heart attack. But a lot of fans have continued to say that that was his way out. That fame had become too much to him, but he, you know, faked his own death and then went on to.
I still feel bad for the person in the picture who's probably not Elvis Presley.
You don't think it's him?
But yet everybody assumes that you're the larger version of Elvis Presley, older, and it's like, you just can't, you know, have a good day, can you?
So you're saying that if this was a thinner man,
sure, like no one would have thought it was Elvis Presley,
it would be great, but because it's not a thinner man,
yeah,
that's, it's a real bummer.
That's a part.
You think it's a blow to him?
It.
You think that he's at home right now? Here's this guy in what, his mid-70s, and he's just like, I can't believe they think I'm fat Elvis.
Yeah.
I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm not. I'm losing weight. This is good, I guess.
Yeah, because then no one would think you're him.
And so we're going to see him in about a year. Like, you know, I really turned my life around when everyone thought I was fat Elvis.
That was the moment. Like, kind of like if you ever read articles online and they talk about weight gain or weight.
Yeah.
And then it's just the person's butt or like they're not their head or they have the bars around their eyes. And then you look, you're like, wait, what's that? You know, you just feel bad.
I know. I do know what you mean.
Did someone take a picture? And this poor guy, someone took a picture of him, and
yeah,
they think he's Elvis.
Man, I just keep wishing conspiracy theories were true. Pretty sure Elvis and Tupac are both dead, and I want it to be like, no, there's like this place where these retired stars that have faked their death, like they're
just
all just hanging
out.
And, you know, it's a place that the lizard people have for them, and they clone them. Did you guys see that one? About every time a star has a meltdown, that's actually their clone. They get so famous, they get cloned, and they send their clone out to do their work. And that's when they have the meltdown.
There's a lot to all that.
Telling you, Nikki.
And it all started with a picture of what people think is fat, still alive Elvis.
Revisiting his house.
Yeah.
Because I know, every once in a while, I just decide to go visit all the places I've lived.
Yeah, you used to live where you grew up, all
just
that.
Just go back there to see what it's like.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki. It's time for you to make a choice.
Yeah.
Smartwatches or great white sharks?
Oh, I love both.
I know.
Can you just quickly go through both, or let's start with watch.
You know, when I tell you to choose, and you're like, I'll take both.
I'm not the person who can choose very
People
well.
See that as a power choice, but it's actually just annoying. And it's a way of just rejecting the whole system, which again, they think makes them so cool.
You're taking away from the time you could tell us about both.
Well, that's because I want to punish you by not letting you talk about both.
Now, let's start with watches.
All right, well, here's the thing. Stanford University, they have been doing some research, and here's what they found. They think that your smartwatch can be a great way for you to tell if you're getting sick before you even know if you're getting sick.
How would it be looking at it?
Now, admittedly, this is a small sample size, but
sure,
they had 40 volunteers wear smartwatches for 2 years. And here's what they found, that people who were about to get sick had unusually elevated pulse rates and warmer than average skin temperatures.
Oh.
And those two things began to emerge before there was any sign of a cold or infection.
So your body was telling on you that something was coming.
You said it, Nikki. Think about that.
That'd be nice. But then what if it wasn't and you've just basically just called the cold there? Like you start then just thinking you're going to have a cold and feeling like you're having a cold and then you get one.
So I don't know, because my thought is like, all right, their idea with Stanford, they're saying, like, our next step with this would be, hey, to develop something that would say to you, hey,
your
watch would say, we think that you might be getting sick.
So I'd start freaking out. I'd be like, no, well, even if you weren't.
Okay, here's my thought, though. If that's true, let's say your watch says you're like, hey, Nikki, I think you're about to get sick. So would you then say, like, all right, well, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to drink a bunch of orange juice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed super early, and I'm going to see if I can not get this cold or whatever that my smartwatch thinks that I might be getting.
That would be very good. You could start getting ready or preparing. Preparing yourself to not get the cold.
So you put out the newspaper and put a bottle of water in.
No, not like that. But you're talking, like maybe take some more vitamins or just get mostly more sleep.
Okay. Well, that was my thought is someone telling me like, hey, tomorrow you're going to be very sick. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do about that today?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the future that will be or the future that may be? I'll change. And we don't know the answer.
So your watch could maybe tell you that.
But it is an interesting idea that, you know, your body is giving off signals that you would never recognize before you get sick. I normally can tell because I get mouthy.
Oh, yeah, we can all tell.
Maybe my smartwatch, maybe my phone could tell me that. My phone
would be like, I can tell you.
Or maybe
I can tell you.
I've got that Amazon Dot Echo or Echo Dot or whatever, and would be...
Your echo's like your tone.
All of a sudden, even though I haven't spoken to Alexa, she's like... Indications are you're coming down with something.
Yeah, it's been a little mean.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Smartwatches. Who knew? Nikki's already got hers, and it's telling her a lot of things.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
You know, Nikki, this time of year, Fort Lauderdale sees a lot of tourists. But this year, it's got a tourist coming through that a lot of people won't want to see.
Well, what is it, Obi?
We're talking about Catherine the Great White Shark. Back in 2014, Catherine scared a lot of locals and tourists. And this winter, she's back.
So they track this shark?
Yeah, and I'm not making that up. Back in 2014, she did show up and they did tag her, and she has, or at least her transponder has made its way back.
Well, then that way you can tell, like, if she's too close to a beach, they can alert or something.
I guess.
Even though sometimes it's better not to know. So, like, you know, if you go to the ocean a lot, it's like you just don't want to know. Don't want to know what's out there.
So they say that she's actually just making her way down the coast of Florida right now. And she's made it as far as Miami. And so they think that she will probably end up in Miami again
this winter.
So she's
a snowbird? Is that what we're saying?
She's on her way.
She's on her way down.
That's exactly right. So this to me, there's nowhere in Florida that's safe. Okay? You go to Orlando and they have huge rodents.
Well, the price as well. Yeah. I think the cost of Orlando is the most dangerous part of it.
I've seen...
And alligators.
Okay, I was going to say, did you see the video of like the enormous alligator?
Is it Humphrey or whatever they call it? It looks fake, but it's real.
But it's real.
That alligator's been photographed and videoed a lot.
It looks fake because your brain is like, that can't be real. I can't live in a world where that's real.
But it's a giant, giant, giant alligator.
And so now we've got a 14-foot shark. 14 feet, Nikki. That is you and me, like, laying on the ground, head to toe.
Yeah.
Except there's still more room
left. You just don't... I can't comprehend how big that is. Because we're just not near anything.
Terrifying.
It is.
Which, again, is why. Plus, you got, like, 80-foot-long Burmese pythons in Florida. The whole state, I'm just writing it off. The whole state, I'm out.
It's swamp that people assumed no one would do anything near.
I can't go down there. I just can't. I'm sorry, guys. I know that I keep getting invitations to open up mini malls and be there for whatever's to sign autographs. And I'm just going to have to say no.
He's not comfortable.
I can't get in the water. I can't go to the Everglades. Plus, and I can't go to the mouse.
There's a humidity. So that can also be bad.
It's not as bad this time of year.
Yeah, oh, I know. But outside of that, like when it is time for humidity, then it's just... atrocious.
Yeah, Florida's off the list. I'm sorry. You're all great people. I hope you don't get eaten.
So they're just tracking this shark, though, and letting people know as a caution?
See, my thing is they're tracking one shark. What about all the others? She ain't traveling alone. There's probably more of them hanging around. There's a gaggle.
Gaggle of geese.
Whatever.
It's not a thing of shark. And I think sharks don't usually travel in groups. They tend to be more
That's what they tell
solitary
people to,
creatures.
That's what they tell people to keep them on the beach. That's what they say. But come on.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
If you want to smoke, you're free to go ahead and kill yourself, I guess.